somebody, let me get the person here so I can give them credit for getting connected with us, asked me how much it costs to go to Sabres Development Camp. So thank you, Jam on X on Twitter. Jam, it is free and open to the public. The prospect tournament. Oh, you mean that? Oh, the prospect. Maybe he means the prospect tournament. I think the one, if you mean tomorrow, that's free and open to the public. Let me get the other one for you as far as, you know, when they play against Pittsburgh and Detroit and they have that thing going on. But free and open to the public for as far as today, development camp, tomorrow, the 3-on-3. But thank you, Jam, for that, asking that. And speaking of development camp, right now, we're going to let you hear what Paul Hamilton and Patrick Geary, I should say, said to Paul Hamilton as they caught up earlier this week. Patrick Geary, the Hamburg native, drafted by the Buffalo Sabres.
Fortunate enough, my brother's getting married, so the bridal shower was the same day. So I had aunts at the bridal shower. My mom was there. My sister was there. And then kind of just chilling on the couch and just saw my name pop up. Obviously super excited and very grateful. Yeah, I was kind of, there's a few teams that I was definitely looking at, and I knew it was going to be later rounds, and I saw Buffalo only had one pick in the sixth round, and so I was kind of hoping for it. I kind of looked down before a name went up, just so I wasn't looking at it directly, and then picked my head up and saw my name, so I was very happy.
So when you arrived at Michigan State the past season, what was your mindset as you tried to carve out a role on that's a pretty deep blue line? How do you feel like you just got better as the season went along?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you go in there, you see Lefschnoff coming in, Strebach. I mean, we were stacked on the D. And so I kind of just went in there day by day. I mean, the coaches are great there. They help you a lot. They have a plan for you every day. And I kind of just followed it. I trusted them a lot. I trust them with everything now. And, yeah, they carved out a plan. I stuck with it. I mean, I didn't go well the first month. I was out of the lineup. But got the opportunity, I kind of just stuck with it and ran with it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was a little wild when I was young on the back end, and honestly, I went to Waterloo in the USHL. I had a great coach, Matt Smaby, there, and he was a defenseman as well, so he kind of taught me the game, and it's a development league. They care about you. They really want you to develop, and so I went there, I grew my game each day, and then going into Michigan State, it's the same thing. Great. D. Mike works with the D. He's unbelievable. And, of course, you got Knighty, one of the smartest coaches I've ever been around. So, yeah, they kind of just grow your game. They tell you what you need to do, and if you follow it, it works out for sure. Yeah, he's been great. I mean, I lived right next to him all year, so I got to know him pretty well. But, yeah, he's so smart. I mean, he's a young kid, but he's very mature for his age. And, yeah, I mean, he kind of sees the ice a little bit different. He's a little more offensive than I am, so he helps him with that. And just we just kind of talk, pick each other's brain and out of the ice and stuff. So he's been great for me.
How many languages do you try to speak?
Well, he tells me he knows five, so but I've only heard English. So
what are your earliest Sabres memories?
Honestly, just growing up, I mean, coming down here, and we were very fortunate for the Junior Sabres to come around and just going to the games. I mean, my dad took me, my sister, my brother is 12 years older than me, so he kind of helped me with that. But, yeah, just coming to these games, I mean, sold out barn. I mean, what's a better place to be? Play hockey in Buffalo. There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Do you have to tell him a lot about Buffalo service?
A little bit. I mean, I didn't really talk to him until he got to school. Obviously, he came to camp before that. But, yeah, I mean, I told him a few restaurants about the wings and stuff, so the usual.
What kind of teammate and article was your reaction to seeing him really blow up status-wise when he's taking over
to him? Yeah, I was fortunate enough. I sat next to him all year. So, I mean, he's unbelievable, his maturity. And, I mean, he's coming from a different country. His culture shock for him was crazy. And yeah, he's an unbelievable player, very mature, and yeah, he helped me a lot, actually. He was very good for me, even though the English wasn't great, he showed me on the board.
Was it better for you to be a little bit older, going to college to settle in and get playing there as opposed to being a true freshman?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you go in as some guys that go in a true freshman. I mean, I obviously just went with what Michigan State said. They said take another year in the USHL, don't come in right away, and I trusted that. Yeah, you're playing against older guys. I mean, we had a 98 on our team, so we had some old guys, and you play against old guys all year long. So Yeah, the older you are, I think the more better you are going into college.
What did you think when you got the word about Michigan State coming here this year?
Oh, yeah. Well, we Canisius came to us. So once I saw that, I was like, oh, do we go to them? So, yeah, it'll be fun here. I can't wait to come back.
Were there partners in banks or anything?
No. I mean, a few times in practice, so, I mean, whatever. But, no, never in games.
You mentioned, you know, you set out some games early. Just, like, when you look at it, what settled you down and helped you earn a spot?
Yeah, I mean, we just had another defenseman go down, and it was kind of – we went into the first Big Ten weekend, which was Ohio State, and they kind of told me and this other kid, they're like, hey, you guys are going to fight for the spot. Well, the other kid's hurt, and I knew that was my time to kind of just take over my game and kind of take it up another level, because you have to in the Big Ten and every night in college, to be honest.
I mean, it's the story of the goal. It's going to be forever.
Yeah, I mean, crazy. I look back, and I don't kind of believe that I did it. I don't really score those big goals usually. So, I mean, yeah, it was just a play by – I was out there at the senior line. They're unbelievable, and – they make the right plays all the time, and I just got lucky to have the puck at the top and just kind of just shot it. It just went in, so kind of crazy.
See it or no?
I saw it last second, so I knew I scored it, but yeah, last second.
What's it been like to be part of, like, that revival for Michigan State? Because it's been kind of darkness for a while, and now it's right back on the scene, in front of the team and everything.
Yeah, I mean, all credit to the coaching staff for sure, but yeah, you kind of hear the stories from the seniors last year of how it was their freshman, sophomore year, and doesn't sound fun, I can tell you that, losing. So, yeah, I mean, it's been unbelievable to be a part of it and see the team grow. And, I mean, national championship is kind of what we're going for now.
That is Patrick Geary. He is a Hamburg native. He was drafted by the Buffalo Sabres, played at Michigan State. His teammate, also at Sabres development camp, Max Sturbach. Our Paul Hamilton caught up with Max as well.
First year at Michigan State, last year, now you've had the 1 year under your belt.
It was good. It was a good experience. I can say it was a bit different than the USHL, with bigger competition. Obviously, we play in Big Ten, and it's known for its speed and scale, and the guys being very, very good. So it was hard in the start, but I think I got adjusted pretty good, and it was a good year for me.
What was your reaction when you heard Patrick Geary was drafted by the Sabres?
I was eating lunch. I don't even know what I was having, like a burrito or something. And then I look at TV. They had it. They had the draft on. I was like, "Oh, Patrick Geary." So I was like, "What just happened?" And then I just texted him, like, "Congrats!" Like, I'm very pumped. And of course, he's from Buffalo, so I guess for him, it's a pretty big deal, like, for his family. So very good news for him.
What do you appreciate about his game and just the progress that he made while playing with you guys this season?
Yeah, he's made, I think, the biggest progress amongst all the players at Michigan State. I mean, to start, he was getting scratched. I don't even know how many games, like 6 or 8 games. He didn't even play. And then one game, one of our players got injured, and then he had to hop in. And right away, he kind of established that his physical presence is very good defensively. He's kind of, if you need a shut down someone or you need that defensive skills, you put him on the ice, and then that's what he provides for us.
When you examine your freshman season, what allowed you to make an impact and echo the college hockey so quickly?
I think a lot of it has to do with our coaching staff, Adam Nightingale, and they're doing a very good job with everybody, with the way we practice, and it's given me a lot of confidence when we practice, and I can see that turn into games more and more, and I think that's what's making an impact.
What's your plan for maybe how many years you'd like to play college?
I haven't really thought about it that deep just yet. So right now I'm just looking for another good season at Michigan State, and then I guess we'll see what happens at the end of the season. I'm not trying to look too far ahead, but I guess I'll just see.
Have the Sabres given you any kind of calendar for what they would like to see, or are they just like, go play and do well?
Yeah, pretty much go play and do well. I've talked to them throughout the season, and the feedback was usually very good. So I think they're happy with the way I play, and I'm also happy with the way I play. So we'll see another big season for me and for Michigan State, and whatever happens.
What kind of teammate player was Artie?
Artie? Good. Teammate, I used to have like 3 or 4 classes with him, or at least 2. I'm not sure anymore. But at the start, he was kind of shy. His English wasn't the greatest, but throughout the season, he has progressed as a hockey player, as a person too, and obviously on the ice, he was very good. I mean, got drafted 2nd overall. I think that says a lot about him, and he was a very, very good player for us.
What impressed you the most that he's picked 2nd overall? What do you like about being that level of player?
I think he's just a very big dude. He's a monster on the ice. Sometimes when we practice and we have some drills where we play physical and stuff like that, I can't even, you know, do anything with him. He's that strong on the ice and on his skates. So I think that's his biggest thing. But then he's also very explosive on the ice. His stride is unreal, the way he skates, and his vision is also very good. So he's kind of an all-round player. He can do it all.
The guy helping him out most with learning English?
A little. I think everyone contributed. I think he doesn't really, or his English isn't the best, but at the same time, he still tries to socialize and somehow talk to guys. So I think that just makes him better.
What did you plan for the summer as far as what kind of things are you going to be trying to get better at? What are your goals for this summer?
I think just more all-around game. I think this year I was more of a shutdown, also a defenseman. I was kind of stay at home, but I think I have two-way abilities in me. So I think just trying to produce more and be a more all-around player.
How much have you just enjoyed the program revival?
At Michigan State?
Yeah,
it's good. I personally haven't been at school when it wasn't in the greatest spot, but I've heard stories from our seniors and everyone, and they're saying that it wasn't, you know, the best program when it came to playing games. They're not winning a lot, but now it's good to see that everyone at school is kind of acknowledging us, the way we play, and hockey's fun again at Michigan State. So it's been very good to be part of that process.
Yeah.
We played Matteo Constantini here, so I chirp him every now and then. But it was a hard game against Western Michigan. We were obviously down. I think it was 4-2. Then we somehow turned it around, and then unfortunately against Michigan, you know, we've beaten them, I think 4 times or 5 times during the season, and then, you know, the last game we just couldn't do it somehow. So it was a little painful, but it's hockey.
That is Max Sturbach, Michigan State Sabres prospect. Patrick Geary before that, Michigan State Sabres prospect. We do have Konsa Helenis. We were going to play him for you, but to be quite honest with you, it's just his answers were short, and it's probably not going to translate as well on the radio, so we're going to leave that one for now. But later on, Adam Mayer actually was another player, I used to be a player for the Sabres, and I said caught up with our Paul Hamilton. Paul was one of several in the media room, by the way, when these guys talk. So we'll play Adam Mayer for you a little bit later as well, but just wanted to make sure you know we're not going to give you Konsa Helenis. It just it was a bit of a shorter interview, and he didn't really give much there, and he's, you know, just got here, and I guess his English is a little bit broken. So instead of doing that, we'll give you Adam Mayer a little bit later. Gavin McCarthy also, who's from Buffalo, was somebody who was talked to. So we'll have all that for you ready to go. In the meantime, John Scott's going to join me at 11 a.m. All right, which fireworks person are you? I got a poll up I want to ask you. I want to put it out, the WGR, the Extra Point Show, WGR, Extra Point WGR on Twitter. We'll talk about that. We'll come back. Also, the schedule is out for the Sabres. I did some research. It's as opposed to other years, I'm very disappointed in something with the Sabres schedule. as it relates to Buffalo and sports. And I'll tell you about that when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.